Afternoon. Yeah, all right. Okay, everybody stare at the ones that are walking in late. Everybody watch it really close. Glad y'all made it this evening. I'm not trying to embarrass you. No, I guess I am, but Connie's face matches her hair, so let's go to the Lord in prayer this evening and let's get started. I'd like to ask Brother Rich, if you would, open us up in a word of prayer, please. Amen. Well, if you would, take your hymnals and turn to page 370. How many of you are thankful for the joy of the Lord? Amen. And this is what we're singing about tonight. And so let's stand to our feet once you find it, page 370. Let's sing the first, second, and fourth verse. First, second, and fourth verse of Joy Unspeakable. And let's sing it unto the Lord. Up tonight. Anybody have a word of testimony this evening? Just something they want to praise the Lord for? Anyone? Rich, I believe you got a word of testimony this evening, something to praise the Lord for. If you don't jump up, I'll put you on the spot.
And
Anyone else have a word of testimony? Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to get back there meet him this morning, but I saw him sitting back here in the back row. I like the glow on your face knowing your daughter was in the church with you this morning. And praise the Lord for that. Amen. Anybody else just have something they want to praise the Lord for? Anybody? All righty. Well, let's listen to the words of this song tonight as we sing. What is the name of this song, by the way? The Cry of My Heart. And may this be the cry of all our hearts tonight. You know, the words in the chorus is this: it is the cry of my heart to follow you. It is the cry of my heart to be close to you. It is the cry of my heart to follow all the days of my life. Listen to the words. Still got my reflexes. I'm not quite that old yet. I lost all my reflexes, like Brother Billy over there. No. All right. Well, folks, tonight I want us to spend some time in the Word of God. We're going to be looking at quite a few scriptures, and first of all, let's turn to Psalms 42. Psalms 42. I've been thinking on this a lot lately, and especially the last couple of days, and then even this afternoon, and this message is really a help for me, and I pray that it'll be a help for you. But it's how to overcome spiritual depression. How to overcome spiritual depression. How many of you would agree that there's times in our lives that we just become depressed spiritually? You know, there's those times when we
we feel like we're close to the Lord, and we feel like it wasn't even the very day that we got saved. We just feel His presence in a great and mighty way, but sometimes we feel, we get to the place that we just seem like we don't feel anything. We don't even feel God's presence. And sometimes in that situation, in those places, our mind can begin to do tricks on us. And it can come to the place where we are just defeated or depressed. And I want to just talk you through some scripture tonight. And you know what? One of the most dangerous people we have to listen to is ourselves. How many of you know, sometimes we get too much time in our hands to think, and it gets us in trouble. See, the problem is not having time to think. It's on what we're thinking or who we're listening to. It's good to have time to think. It's good to, but we ought to be thinking, and we ought to be on the things of God, thinking and listening to God speak to us. And so tonight I want to talk to you about how that we ought to speak to ourselves. How many people in here speak to themselves? Now, come on, everybody being a little honest. We all do. And we speak to ourselves a lot. One survey says that we speak over 20 to 25,000 words to ourselves a day. You know, we might not verbally speak it out loud. I mean, but sometimes we see that, we're going to say crazy. I do. Missy, sometimes she'll ask, going to the house, what'd you say? Oh, I'm just talking to myself. Or I'll tell her something like, I just need some intelligent conversation. but usually it's not very intelligent conversation. But we do. If we do speak to ourselves out loud all the time, people might label us as a little crazy. But the truth of the matter is, we do talk to ourselves. And the problem is, self, the old man, likes to talk to us too. He likes to tell us things that aren't true. By the way, the old man for the Christian, he's to be put to death. He's dead. And anything that the old man speaks is going to be death. And what we need to do is speak truth to ourselves. I preached a message just a couple weeks ago on the importance of not only having faith in Jesus Christ to save us, but faith in the life He has given us. As we no, this is what we have in Christ Jesus because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So when I'm talking to you about speaking to yourself, I'm talking about speaking truth to yourself and having faith that God is who He says He is. And so it says in Psalms chapter 42, let's look at verses 1 through 5. And like I say, we're going to be in a lot of different scriptures tonight. And I pray that this will be a help to you tonight. And also, that is something that will help you even throughout this week. I don't know what you'll be facing. I don't know what you'll be coming up against. But I do know there's a devil. He's real. And I do know self is real. And I do know they both do not want to do anything good for you. They want to tear you down. And I want, hopefully, this will be something that will help you and encourage you even this day and in this week to come and months and years to come. The Bible says in Psalms 42, this is David speaking. And, this is not David speaking here. This is the chief musician, Mashiel. And so we see, it says, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I poured out my soul in me, for I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God with the voice of joy and of praise, with a multitude that kept the holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? So we see here the psalmist is speaking to himself. He's in a place that his soul is cast down. Now he turns the events around. He's being honest. This is what self is telling him. And now he is going to address self. He says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Now, I want to take a moment and let's pray and ask God to bless the reading of His Word. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just praise You today for all Your good things that You've given us. God, You're an awesome God. Lord, I thank You for being in the saving business. Lord, I thank You for what You have done this past week. Lord, the souls that You have saved. Lord, I thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your strength. God, I thank You for Your Word that is precious to us. Dear God, it is so valuable. It's nourishment and nutrition for our lives, for our living. And God, I pray tonight just add the blessing to the reading of Your Word. Lord, be with me through this message tonight. Lord, speak to our hearts. And God, I pray for somebody here tonight that needs the peace that passes all understanding. They need the encouragement. And God, I pray they'll find it in the words of the Word of God tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Sometimes we find ourselves in a dark place in our life. There's a battle going on, and we sometimes can't see who is with. We have a battle that's going against three things, the Bible says. We're in a battle against the devil, we are in a battle against the world, and we are in a battle against the flesh. These three things are what we battle as Christians. I want to focus on self tonight. Winning the battle against self. Now, who do you think about most of the time? Can anybody tell me? Who do you think about most of the time? Self. I think about Missy most of the time, but other than that, I think about self. No, we all, I got to get some brownie points in here, you know what I'm saying? Check. All right. be honest with ourselves, what we think about most of the time is ourself. I mean, also, who do you talk to the most? Yourself. Who do you talk to yourself about the most? Yourself. Why? Who is the greatest influence in your life? Yourself. So who is the greatest? So we know self is the greatest influence. So nobody is nobody is influencing you like you are influencing yourself. Think about that. It's sad. We have people that once were with us and aren't with us anymore because they didn't talk truth to self. They allowed self to reason them out of what God had placed in their heart, reason them out of serving Him. They let self speak death, and they didn't speak truth back to self. The devil is the father of lies, but there is nobody who lies to you more or as much as yourself. We won't put up with lying in our homes. We won't put up with lying in the church, but we face lies by self every day, and we won't confront them, and that makes us hypocritical. We must confront the lies we tell ourselves. Confront with Scripture. This is what we confront lies with, is Scripture, truth. Let's think about what we are thinking about. This is not the power of positive thinking. I'm not a motivational speaker that's going to put on a smile for you to make you feel better about yourself. But what I'm talking about today is talking to ourselves, meditating on the Word, and talking the Word of God to ourselves, speaking truth. Now, David was a character in Scripture that had to learn to get into the trenches and argue with himself. He had to learn to talk to self. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Where is your quiet gone? Where is your peace and tranquility? You know, when self speaks to us, the old man speaks to us, it gets us all raveled. We don't have any peace anymore. The old man tries everything it can to get us to doubt God and who He is. And our peace and our tranquility seems to escape us. David was bothered by all the noise of life, and he told self, "Hope thou in God." The best preaching you will ever get is the preaching you do to yourself. You know, we all ought to be preachers. And the first person we might ought to be preaching to is ourselves. You got to take hold of yourself. You know, we need to grab a hold of ourselves and just give us a good shake. And come on, pay attention. You know, Thus saith the Lord. This is what God has done for me. This is what God means to my life. His mercies are everlasting. Oh, we need to speak to self. Grab a hold of self. The main problem of spiritual depression is that we allow ourselves to talk to us instead of us talking to ourselves. The old man is corrupt to the core, and he always wants to destroy, and he wants to rip apart. Deceitful lust is a destroyer of a robber of peace and joy, vision, direction, victory, faithfulness, and gratitude. Deceitful lust robs us of these things. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 11 says that this deceitful lust, fleshly lust, wars against our soul. And what does our soul need more than anything? It's peace and it's joy. You know, the old man will never tell you anything for your good. He'll not tell you anything for your good, so why should you listen to him? And yet we listen to him. Survival is learning to talk, take hold, and whoa, that's enough, self. Self, shut up. It's okay. Now, younger people, I know, Matthew, your parents probably tell you not to use that word shut up, but you know what? When dealing with self, just tell self to shut up. You don't have to be polite to self. Just tell them to shut up. That's enough. Don't want to hear any more of it. You know, sometimes you'll be driving down the road, going on a long trip. Maybe you're by yourself, and you begin to start thinking. An old self comes in there and says, you know what? Man, what do you have to be happy about? My gracious, you know, what do you got to be wanting to live about? And it just starts working on you, working on you, working on you. Man, you could be the most blessed person in the world and have all these blessings, a wonderful family. You have a home, you have a vehicle to drive, you got food on the table, and yet you can come to the place, next thing you know, you say, oh, you know what, life, it's just so hard. I just don't want anything to do with it. And you get pulled down. You know what? I think it's important that we always understand who God is and understand that he is the blesser, and we ought to always be thankful for all that God has given us. Survival is learning to take hold. Tell self Jesus Christ was crucified and rose again 2,000 years ago, and he lives forevermore. I am a child of God, self, and you are a dead man walking. Shut up and let me do something. Let me do some talking. Preach to him. Well, what do you want to preach to him, preacher? Well, I'm going to give you some verses tonight. I'm going to give you some scripture tonight. Preach to him. Hey, preach to him Romans chapter 6. Preach to him Romans chapter 6 that I preached on there just a couple of weeks ago. Preach to him the Word of God. There's many psalms in here that we can see where the psalmists, as they were in despair. I mean, we look back in the Lamentations tonight, and we're going to read about Jeremiah. He was so depressed, and he was down. He's, oh, woe is me. He's going through all this pity in his life. He's in a pit. And yet when he turns the conversation and begins to talk to self and talk about all that God has done, he is lifted up out of that pit. Most of the unhappiness in our lives is due to us allowing self to talk to us and not us talking to ourselves. Someone said that life is 10% about what happens to you and 90% on how you respond to what happens to you. I think I would agree with that. One study says the average human being speaks about 20,000 to 25,000 words to themselves every day. That's probably a man. I'd say a lady, y'all probably speak a little bit more to yourself, don't you? Oops, somebody going to throw at me. You know what? 20,000 to 25,000 words talking to yourself, that's a lot of words. That's a lot of imagination. That's a lot of thoughts. David's soul had been crushed in him. So David stood up and he says, self, listen for a moment. I will speak to you. We must learn how to handle ourselves. If we are going to live spiritually, we have to learn how to handle self. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't know about you, but I just take the word of God literally, and I know what? I can speak to myself, and I can overcome those things through the truth of God's word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We have no reason for despair. We have no reason to doubt God. He has proven to us time and time again He is exactly who He said He was. And when these thoughts come to our mind, when the self begins to try to pull down who God is, what God has done, your security, I want to tell you, we need to speak the truth. We need to preach the truth to ourselves. We must learn how to handle ourselves and so we can be spiritually minded. There is within me this whining, this woe is me, always blaming someone else, complaining. I'm egotistical. Is this person called self. And I have to live with him each and every day of my life. I have to take control. And so do you. Self is Satan's best friend. When we listen to self, our thinking will become toxic. We need to resist self. Psalms 42:5 says, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." That word countenance, another word for that is accepted. I'm glad we're accepted in God. And he is going to take care of us. Now there are some neighborhoods we need to stay out of in our mind. We need to stop before you even go there. You know, we need to be quick. As Christians, we ought to be quick to change our route. We ought to be sensitive to say, you know what, this is the wrong kind of thinking. This is stinking thinking. We need to not even go there in our minds. May I remind you what the Bible says in Romans chapter 12 and verse 2? It says, "Be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by" what? "The renewing of your mind." What renews our mind? The Word of God. It renews our mind. I want to tell you, there's this world, the flesh, and the devil's been after your mind since the day you were born. And I want to tell you, but there's someone greater than all of those. It is Jesus Christ himself. And there's more power in the Word of God right there that can change the way you think. You know what? If the Word of God doesn't agree with it, we don't need to go to it. We don't need to entertain it. We need to stay away from it. Now, give yourself a truth talk. Now, when you fall down, get up. God's grace is greater than the room that was in the basement. And you'd hear him in there saying, "Thank you, Lord." And he would be talking to himself about the Word of God. He'd be quoting scriptures. And it was annoying. But you know what? He was doing it the way he ought to have been doing it. He was meditating upon the Word, speaking truth into his life. You know, we must speak the Word of God to ourselves and speak the Word of God to others. You have to identify there is a problem. Beware of a problem. Secondly, you have to locate the problem. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 4 through 5, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare." Well, let me tell you, this is one of the weapons of our warfare right here, the sword, a weapon. And I want to tell you, meditation on the Word of God is a weapon. It says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Self wants to tell you you can't overcome what's got a hold on you. He wants to tell you that you can't get control or defeat that sin in your life. Self says you are a prisoner. But let me tell you, if you're a child of God in here tonight, you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. The Almighty God lives inside of you, and we have weapons that are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And it's truth. It says, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." Now, we need to locate it, drag it out, pull it down, cast down the imaginations, bring into captivity. Now, I got a warning for you here. This is not for sissies. It is war. Man, Paul, read about Paul, how he's talked about, man, he struggled with this, and he prayed that his thoughts would be put in captivity, and that he would do what he ought to do because his flesh didn't want him to do it. It's war. It's time, you know, we need some Christian soldiers that are willing to take a stand and fight for what is right. And I want to tell you, one of the first fights you're going to have to win is the fight against yourself. We are talking survival. We don't need no more casualties. And then lastly, and I'm going to spend some time here looking at some scriptures, you got to argue it. You have got to argue it, or you've got to resist it. You got to resist self. Find the truth, and it will what? Make you free. Find the truth. It ain't going to just set you free. It's going to make you free. Put on the belt of truth. We know this is the armor of us Christians that are listed that we always have is the belt of truth. We need to gird up our loins with truth. And we must believe it, put our faith in it, and this truth speak this truth to ourselves. Truth lifts us out of prison. You know, when it comes to stinking thinking, ASAP got in his own head. Look at Psalm 73. I probably won't read the whole chapter, but we're going to read a few words out of Psalms chapter 73. Beginning with verse number 1, we see that ASAP was in his head. He was beginning to think some things and that he shouldn't have been thinking. Self was telling him this. It says, verse number 1, it says, truly, God is good to Israel, even to such that are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. They are not in trouble as other men, neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness, and they have more than a heart could wish. They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongues walketh through the earth. Therefore his people return hither, and the water of the full cup are wrung out of them. And they say, how doth God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? I mean, they're making fun of God. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain. I have washed my hands in innocency. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generations of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. And then we see a switch right here. Look in verse number 17. It says, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in a slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought into desolation? As in a moment. They are utterly consumed in terror, as a dream when one awaketh. So, O Lord, when thou awakest, thou shalt despise their image. Thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricked in my reins. So foolish was I, and ignorant. I was as a beast before thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by the right hand. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee. My flesh, my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, they that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works. So we see here that Asaph, he got in his own head, but we see that he turned and he remembered, and as he seen who God was, and he was ashamed of even thinking the way he was and being envious of the wicked. Also, Job, we know the story of Job. Job got in his own head. He wanted to curse the day that he was ever born. And he said, been better than I'd never been born. Was that true? No, it wasn't true. But we also see at the end of at the end of Job, how he talked about who God was, and how he turned his, he said, naked I came into this world, and naked I shall return. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. And we see that he was restored at the end of that book. And then he made this statement. He said this, he said, before I have heard about you, Lord, but now I have seen you. Also, Jeremiah was in a pit. If you would, take your Bibles and turn to Lamentations. Lamentations is right after the book of Jeremiah. That's in the Old Testament. In chapter number 3. Now, when we look at chapter number 3, the first thing we see is self talking to Jeremiah. And it says, I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turns his hand against me all the day. How many of you can see right off the bat that self's a liar? My flesh and my skin hath been made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made me my chain heavy. Also when I cry, I shout, he shutteth out my prayer. Verse number 9. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stones. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in a secret place. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. Who's he saying? He's talking about God. Self is saying this to him. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people and their song all day, all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with a gravel stone. He hath covered me with ashes. Man, he's in a dark place, wasn't he? And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace, and I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. I remember my affliction and my misery and the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. And then verse number 22, we see Jeremiah is talking to self. And it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke of his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his check to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. Wow. Man who goes from the very first part of that chapter and saying, oh my gracious, poor Jeremiah. Is this what's really happened to him? And then he's believing it himself, and all of a sudden he comes and he begins to speak truth to himself. And we can see in the very words, he goes from being so low and so depressed till he speaks truth to himself, and he speaks of who God is, and his spirit begins to be lifted up. We need to speak truth to ourselves. It'll make all the difference. Also, if we look at Psalms 15 in verses 1 through 2, I want you to look at that. Psalms 15, verses 1 through 2. Listen to what it says in these two words in Psalms 15, or two verses. It says in verse 1 and 2, Lord, who shall abide in the tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. Also, If you read Psalms 103, I won't take time to read that tonight. I'll look at some other verses here in just a moment. But we see that David, he kept a list of God's holy names, and it brought him out. We see that in Psalms 103, David speaks to himself. It starts out with a disparity. He talks about who God is, what God has done, what God is going to continue to do, and it strengthens him. Judson said, "My future is as bright as the promises of God." And you know what? Everyone in here that knows this tonight, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I want to tell you that statement is true for you. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. You have been brought into light, and we know that God has promised to keep us, preserve us, protect us, to love us. And we get in the Word of God and we see that, you know what, if 1,000 come up against us, He's able to do away with them. He will protect His own. He is going to be our strength. Man, we follow Him wholeheartedly and we yield to His Word in our life. We allow that truth to run freely through our life. And we see that God's promises, man, they become true to us. By the way, God has uncountable promises for us in the Word of God. But you know what? We can't expect God's promises if we're not living for God. And if we're not speaking truth into our life. We know certain promises that we have. We know that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I mean, He's going to be there. But there's other things as far as the blessings on our life and things God wants to bless in our life that we got to know that we got to, He says, if you'll serve me, if you'll love me with your whole heart, all your strength, all your might, and these things will be, these promises will be yours too. Now, spiritual problems are rooted in our own outlook of God and who He is. We must preach to ourselves. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 18 through 19, listen to it. In case you're thinking, Pastor Crabbin, you're crazy for telling us to speak to ourselves. Listen to what the Bible says. It says, "Be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms, spiritual songs, hymns, singing and making melody in your heart." Wow. Ephesians chapter 5. Negative forms of meditation are wrong. Sin. Don't meditate on self and self-interest. Meditate on the Word and speak the Word of God into your life. Psalms 19 verses 1 through 4, it talks about the creation speaks of God. Why shouldn't we speak of God? I mean, it's so easy this time of year to see God. I mean, the grass is getting green. The birds are coming in every morning praising God. The buds are coming out on the trees. You know what they're doing? They're speaking of God. He's in control. You know how that tree buds? Because God allows it to bud. He created it. He created every beautiful thing that we see. And well, let's go ahead and let's just turn over to Psalms 19. I just want to read it, okay? Beautiful passage of Scripture. In verses 1 through 4, the Bible says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun." I'm thankful that God has set a tabernacle for the S-O-N in us. And therefore, we are to speak of the Lord. Philippians 14 and verse number 8 tells us what we should think on. You know, well, Pastor, what should we think on? Well, think on whatsoever things are true, or honest, the things that are just, things that are pure, the things that are lovely, and the things of a good report. And that means you might going to have to turn off the television and not watch the news. Because we know we ain't getting no good reports there. It says think on these things. You know, I have to limit myself to the news because I'm just telling you, I can get fired up in a heartbeat. I can be so mad in the morning. You know what I need to do? Instead of watching the news, I need to open the Word of God. He's the one in control of things. He's the one that's going to give me peace in my heart. You know, it don't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter what's going on out there. God is in control. I am His child. And you know what? Before it gets too bad, I'm out of here. I am out of here. And so, think on these things. And it's a matter of survival. If we don't think on these things that are honest, these things that are true, these things that are good report. And by the way, you'll find all these things in the Word of God. If we don't think about these things, our mind will think about things we ought not think about, and we are going to live defeated. It's so important. You know, I tell the young people and I tell all the adults, you know what, we need to get in the Word of God each and every day. And the best thing is to start your day that way. Get your mind set and wrapped around on who God is and what God's done for you and what He has for you. It'll make all the difference in your day. And as you go through that day, meditate upon the Word of God. Nobody likes living depressed. Nobody likes living defeated. Don't we like feeling alive? We do. I mean, I like feeling alive. A lot of times I have a struggle. Usually on Sunday evening, it is. I don't know what it is. It's just something about being the pastor. Sunday evenings, I don't know. I just feel like I haven't done enough that day, I'm overwhelmed with this burden. I can't put it into words. But you know what? I need to leave it to the Lord and say, Lord, I've done what You want me to do. You're in control. God, do the work that only You can do in the people's lives. And I need to think on what things are good, what things are true. And I start thinking about all that God has done. Oh, I am so blessed. And we are so blessed here at this church. And I want to tell you, I look around and I see people. And I see some great things God's done in your life. And I'm just like, thank You, Lord. Casey, I see you here tonight. It makes my night. Praise the Lord. Casey accepted Christ as the Savior in my office this week. Let's give God a round of applause. I'm not trying to embarrass you, Casey, but I asked Casey at the end of the day, I said, how's your day going? He said, it went good. He said, you know, I've always sort of wondered what people was talking about when they felt the presence of God in your life, but he says, now I know. That's awesome. That's a blessing to me. I was ready to kick out my doors on my house when he told me that. So I was excited. I said, yeah, that's what it's all about. I know we're not saved on feelings, but it feels good to be saved. You can't tell me it doesn't feel good to have God inhabit you. Come on, you know? And so we got to think on things that are true and a good report and what God has done. Sometimes we like to concentrate on our lack or things, and it'll bring us down. But, man, God's done some awesome things. He's a good God. You know what? I'm getting ready to be a grandpa in a week or two. Woo. I know I don't look old enough, but I'm going to be. My daughter's getting married in May. Man, I got a little girl running around my house that keeps us laughing. I got a church family that loves me. Wow, we serve an awesome God. Think on whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are true, what things are good to report. These things, there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these. Never get over what God has done. I hope this has been a help to you tonight. Remember, beware of the problem, stinking thinking. Locate the problem, the mind, and argue it with Scripture. Give it the truth. How to overcome spiritual depression. I just hope it's been an encouragement to you tonight, and I know it's helped me. and it's been a help to me. And I love the Word of God. If we just humbly put ourselves there and allow it to speak to us, God has an application for anything that we're going through or anything that we're facing. We'll find the answer in the Word of God. It meets us wherever we're at. And it's always relevant. It's ageless. And it is precious. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, just thank you and praise you, dear God, for your goodness to us, dear God. Thank you for all that you've done. Lord, I thank you for the new ones that you've brought into the fold. God, we just praise you for that. Lord, we thank you for loving us and caring for us the way that you have. God, help us to never get over who you are, what you have done, and all that you have made possible through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we give you the praise and glory for all these things. And Lord, help us to win the battle with ourselves, that we may walk in the victory that you have given us. In Jesus' precious name, amen.